It's mushing season again, but one Alaskan is asking coastal communities to consider embracing a new kind of dog race. It involves teams riding personal watercraft more than 2,000 miles along the state's coastline. As KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports, the Alaska Wet Dog Race is set for 2013.
If everything goes as planned, the Alaskan Wet Dog Race will be the longest personal watercraft race in the world.
Typically, most watercraft events are very small. They do what they call circuit racing. They put in buoys in a little lake, and they run these laps around these buoys, and they try to, the whole team of them, people take off, 10, 15 people take off at a time, and they race around these buoys. The Alaskan Wet Dog Race is completely different.
That's John Lang, who's coordinating the Alaskan Wet Dog Race. The proposed route runs more than 2,000 miles from Whittier to Lake Iliamna.
The proposed course at this particular time will start in Whittier, run through Prince William Sound, hit 23 to 25 different checkpoints and towns, through False Pass into Bristol Bay and up through to Port Muller, Port Hyden, Igigig, Naknek, and up Naknek, you go up the Kwajak River to Igigig, and then across to Iliamna.
Lang says he's in the process of applying for all the necessary permits from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. The race, he says, is 2,062 miles long. If a person averages 30 miles per hour and takes the mandatory 64 hours of rest, Lang says they should finish the race in about 5.5 days. The race entry fee is $35,000 per person. The fee is all-inclusive and covers fuel, food, rooms, dry suits, float coats, and 127 support boats throughout the course, plus more. There'll be two-person teams, and the race is limited to 500 teams total. It's a timed race with a staggered start. Fueling will be done in ports and is off the clock. Fans will be able to track racers through transponders via a website. The race will start in Anchorage after all racers attend several days of safety classes. Lang says he tested portions of the route in 2009.
In 2009, we did what we called a paving the way trip, and we did a large portion of the course. We were able to do from Anchorage all the way down to the bottom of Kodiak Island and along and over to White Bay, which was as far as we got. But we fully intend to run the rest of the course.
Some personal watercraft users have a bad reputation, Lang admits, for being disrespectful. He wants to reassure coastal communities along the wet dog route that those competing in his race will be held to high standards.
The Alaskan Wet Dog Race, safety is our top priority, and protection of the environment and wildlife and everything like that is the number one priority, and we will absolutely disqualify anybody if we find them breaking federal laws, such as harassing wildlife or anything like that.
Lang says he's been developing the race for more than a decade, working closely with state and federal agencies, and he's using the race to showcase his sport.
I spend a lot of time out on the water on these machines, and I have for years, and I wanted to do something to bust the paradigm that people have that these watercrafts are not anything more than a thrill craft limited to lakes and rivers. These are very versatile machines. The possibilities to do long-range ocean trips are absolutely viable. And that's where we're gearing towards, is to show people what they're capable of.
Lang says the racers will not go through any area that bans personal watercraft, including Homer's Kachemak Bay. He says he hopes the race will bring dollars to the towns that racers do stop in along the way.
One of the biggest reasons that I'm doing this is to help enhance the economies of these little towns and villages and the over 28,000 residents that live along this 2,000-mile course. This will be an economic boon, an unexpected gift to these towns and villages every year to be an annual event. It'll be like the Iditarod or the Iron Dog does for all the villages in the interior.
The Alaska Wet Dog Race is slated to begin May 1st, 2013. Lang says he has more than 300 signed letters of intent from people who want to participate in the event. There'll be a $4 million purse. Lang says individual racers will be gathering sponsors in 2012. You can learn more about the Alaskan Wet Dog Race at www.wetdograce.com. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.